Welcome to the Faith ND Daily Gospel Reflection, an outreach of the Notre Dame Alumni Association. Today is the Feast of St. Mark the Evangelist. Our reading is from the 16th chapter of Mark, verses 15 through 20. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven, and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. Today's reflection is written by Mark Nishan, Vice President from the Class of 1976. Today's gospel has Jesus urging his disciples to proclaim the good news. As present-day disciples, we must continue proclaiming that good news to all we meet. Each day, we need to remind ourselves that the day ahead will present many opportunities for us to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. We must remember that every encounter we have with others is a touch point with another person and a chance for us to be a disciple of Jesus. If we can focus on others' needs as Jesus did, our interactions are more likely to have a positive effect. If we choose to be self-centered, then opportunities are lost. Do we want to be present as lightness or darkness to others? All it takes at times is a smile, kind word, or simple acknowledgement of their presence. Currently, I facilitate workshops on leadership for working professionals. I ask them to assess every person they encounter. Did they fill that person's cup or drain it? We all have people in our lives we are happy to see. Are we that person in the lives of others? We also have people who drain us. Jesus' challenge to us is how to engage those we wish to avoid, those who drain us. How do we change the dynamic of our relationship so we both become fillers? We need to ask the Lord for the patience and humility mentioned in today's reading. Wrap yourselves in humility to be servants of each other. In this way, we may be a more positive influence on others. Ultimately, we will be remembered not for our job titles, personal possessions, or awards, but for how we made others feel. The Lord, even after he was gone, was with the disciples as they went forth. When we fill rather than drain, we can be assured that the Lord is present and pleased. Today's prayer is written by Reverend Michael Belinsky, CSC. Guide us, Lord, in your ways during these Easter days. Like St. Mark, may we share the new life you give us through water and the Spirit, and so help others to know the blessings of your presence. This we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. We invite you to subscribe and share our Faith ND content with others.